heart, everybody. After that wonderful introduction, I hope I can live up to it. Okay, I'm going to start out, and you guys can sit down if you want to, but I'm going to start out in the 23rd Psalms, and I'm going to break it down, okay? The title of this message is Fill My Cup, and you'll see why later. And this says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. How many of us follow the shepherd, Brother Carl? That's when we get in trouble. When we get away from the shepherd, we get in trouble. Because the shepherd will keep us safe if we'll just follow. But when we stray away, we get in trouble. And in Psalms, it says, Psalms 37 and 25 says, I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And this is going to apply to me, and it's going to apply to you guys, okay? I've been serving the Lord for 53 years, and God has never forsaken me. And I've never had to beg for bread. God has natural bread or spiritual bread. I've never had to beg for bread. God has always taken care of me. And he's still taking care of me. And when I lost my husband, and some of you know all this and some of you don't, but I'm going to do it anyway. When I lost Doug, he got me to come here. It won't be a year till May. And I fought hard not to come. I prayed at home. You know, for God to change him, he prayed in the car on the way to work for God to change me. Yeah. And they talked my mother-in-law into coming to church here for Mother's Day. We were supposed to go somewhere else with her. And Doug looked at me and he said, where are you going? And I said, Mom's going. I'm going with you. And I never looked back, Brother Carl. I kept on going. Sometimes we look behind us and we get ourselves in trouble. That's where Lot's wife got in trouble. God told her not to look back and she looked back. I haven't looked back. Sometimes it hurts, but I'm telling you, saints, we don't need to look back. There's nothing behind us. If God has taken us forward, he has more for us. And he doesn't want us to look back at the things that we did not have. For some reason, God doesn't want us to have them. Okay, now, I'm going to go to the second verse. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Wait a minute, my glasses aren't working. Never mind. Let me go back over here. He leadeth me in the paths of, yeah, we'll start over. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Green pastures is where you get food. That's where sheep get food. Natural sheep get food from green pastures. And we get our food from the Word of God. And he leadeth me beside the still waters. Sometimes the waters are rough, and sometimes they're still, and God gives us peace. When they're still, that's when we've got our peace and our contentment, and that is our time to talk to God and get ourselves ready for the next thing that comes our way. Because we all know there's going to be trials and there's going to be tests, but God leads us beside still waters so that we have enough rest to be able to take care of what is coming our way. And verse 3 says, he restoreth my soul. He gives our soul new life. Sometimes we feel all beat down, but God doesn't fail. He restores our soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness, truth. He leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And I'm going to read another verse here. The paths of righteousness is his word that he died for, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And I got a verse to go with that. I'm trying to hold it all here. And that is St. John chapter 10 and verse 10. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. A whole bunch, Brother Carl. Abundantly is when we're going to have that life. And when you're going through something, like I was, like some of you in here, you've been on this same journey that I'm on now. But when you're going through something, the devil, the thief, is out there to steal and to kill and destroy. And before we came here, in the situations that we were in, the devil was out to steal and to kill and to destroy. And he didn't make it, Brother Carl. He didn't steal nothing from me. He didn't kill me, and he didn't destroy me, because I'm founded on the rock. And the rock holds us up. You don't slip off of the rock. And I want to, while I get on that rock for a minute, I'm thinking about climbing a mountain. You climb higher and higher and higher. And they tell me that the most important thing about climbing a mountain is to have a good foothold. All right, my feet are on the rock. And if I'm down in the valley, if I'm at the bottom of the mountain, that's okay. But if I start climbing, I am founded on the rock, and my feet will not slip. God has got my feet. They are not going to slip. Okay, now we're going to go. Verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. When you're going through things, it feels like you're dying. It feels like all hope is gone. But yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. No matter what you're going through, I'm telling everybody, no matter what you're going through, he is here. He is here. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The rod is for the correction, but the staff pulls you back. Yes, it keeps you. It keeps you all lined in where God can keep a hold on you. Amen. Okay, now we'll do verse 5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest mine head with oil, my cup runneth over. Okay. We get a table prepared before us when we read his word and when we come here. And everybody, there's the enemy's always here in some way. Everybody's not saved. The devil will make a way for the enemy to be here. And so we have to take that word and hold on to that, eat it. He prepared a table where we can eat, and we can eat in the presence of our enemies. The ones that go against us, we can still eat in the presence of our enemies. We eat the Lord's word, no matter who fights against us. Thou anointest my head with oil. James 5 and 14, which I forgot to look up, talks about the anointing of the oil. Thou anointest my head with oil. And it says, if there's any sick among you, let them come before the elders of the church. And if they have committed any sins, it shall be forgiven them. We want souls to be anointed and saved. That's what that's telling us, is to let those that are lost, get them anointed. Get them where they can serve the Lord. Okay. Now I'm going to talk about the cup for a minute. The cup holds something. It holds a drink. It keeps us going, okay? Now, our cup is our heart and our mind. Because we think on the Word of God. We drink of that out of our heart. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. That's Matthew 12 and 34. We drink out of a cup, and what we take in can either be good for us or bad for us. We have to be careful what we listen to and who we listen to and what we do, because what we take in can be good or bad for us. And if we take in the bad and we start giving it to somebody else, we're going to be accountable for that. We have to make sure that what we're taking in is the good stuff. Okay, now, this is a little history here, because I've only got one more verse, but this is a little history. My cup runneth over. I have served the Lord for 53 years, and during this time, this is my third assembly to be in. I've been talking to Pastor and telling him how I feel. I now have back some of the things I lost during these changes. I started out speaking in tongues when I was a teenager. The church I was in believed speaking in tongues. Then the next church after, I think it was like 27 years or something like that. Then the next church I went to, they didn't. Now I can again. I know, I remember the first time, Brother Carl, I came down here and I started speaking in tongues, and Pastor come up to me and he said, "How'd that feel?" And I said, "Well, that felt really good, because it had been a long time." And he knew I was starving. He knew it had been a long time. But when you go out and you go somewhere else, and I'm not putting nobody else down, but you go somewhere else, if you're not careful, you're going to starve. You might get some things that you need to keep you going. But I had already lost that part. I had already lost that part of speaking in tongues. So when I came back here, it made a big difference to me. You don't realize it, but you can sometimes, but you can become weak before you realize it. We all need to examine ourselves to see if we be in the faith or not. You cannot survive without living water. And somebody tell me what living water is. Y'all know. All right. You can't survive without living water. Always stay where you can be fed and nourished. If you want your cup to run over, and mine is right now, guys. I go home after church on Sundays, and I'm bubbling over. I mean, we get such good food here and worship here. And I'm telling you, don't ever give that up. Take it from me. Don't let me be that example to all of you guys. Don't ever give that up, because that's something that you'll regret for a long time, and you have to wait till God gives you another chance to get you. And that's why God brought me here, Brother Carl. He gave me another chance to get back into where He wanted me to be. And you know, I fought hard, and sometimes we do. And I wish Doug was here to hear me say all this. But you guys know the best thing Doug did for me was to get me back here before God took him home. God knew exactly what He was doing. He knew exactly when He would take my husband home. And He knew what I needed so that I could make it home with him. If you want your cup to run over, stay as close to God as you can, because I feel like a bird that's been set free. And there's a story behind that too, guys. The first Sunday I came here, Sister Melissa was up talking, and she handed out stickers. A lot of you are probably going to remember it. They were like name tag type stickers, and she wrote words on them. The sticker that she gave me said redeemed. And I put it on my little notebook, and I kept that sticker till that notebook was full. And I called Sister Peg one day, and I said, Sister Melissa gave me the sticker that said redeemed. She didn't know nothing about me, Brother Carl. She didn't know what I was going through or nothing. But when we looked up what redeemed meant, because I said to Sister Peg, do you think that could mean set free? It meant set free. God had set me free from all the things that were tying me down. He gave me a chance to keep on going. And I'm going to tell y'all this too, because I don't think it's going to happen tonight, but that's okay. God is going to heal me. I am in a place where God can do it. There is no doubt in this place. There is support in this place for that to happen. And it will happen in God's time. I'm waiting on God to do it, because I know that that's what he's got planned for me. Pastor told us at Sunday school, he looked at me a couple weeks ago and he said, Sister Gail probably asked why. You remember this? You said, don't ask why, ask how. God brought me here because he has a lot of how things for me to do. He has a lot of work for me to do. And I'm just going to sum it all up with this. Well, no, I'm not. I've got to read this. I left one out. I'm not leaving nothing out. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I'm telling you, the goodness and mercy is following me right now. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, I never got this before. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. The days of your life. Your life's over. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's heaven. That's what that means. It don't mean down here. I've always read that, Brother Carl, and I thought that's what it meant. But today, God showed me that ain't what it meant. If we follow him all the days of our life, we will dwell in the house of the Lord. That's heaven. We will dwell with him. So all I can say, I'll just try to sum this up with two things. Jesus' name is healing. Jesus' name is power. And I have that power now. And it is life. And I have that life. And I'm telling you, this is the goodness of God. God has been so good to me. He has given me something here that money cannot buy. The devil cannot take it away from me. It's all up to God now. And I'm telling you, I am living in the goodness of God to be able to do things that I haven't done before. When I came down here a couple Sundays ago, I was just bubbling over. I told the pastor, God gave me a scripture, and I can't go home with this boiling inside of me. But I've not been in a church where I could do that before. God has things for us to do, and we have to be in a place where we'll be allowed to do them. So if you can remember anything out of this, just remember, God's goodness is here for all of us. God will answer our prayers. And sometimes when you feel like he ain't going to answer, he answers, but he answers in his time. And I'll also tell you this. When Doug was here, I prayed for Doug to get better. He would holler in the other room for me to pray, you know, and I would pray for him to get better. And then I lost him. And I'm like, I prayed. But then I said, God, you answered my prayer because you answered it your way. You took him home. Even though it hurt me, he still answered my prayer. He took him home. And I had told the Lord, I said, God, if you're going to take him home, just make sure he's okay with you and he can come home to you, and I'll give him up. And I had to live up to that, Brother Carl. Maybe if I hadn't said it, maybe it wouldn't have been that way. But he was in pain, and God answered my prayers all the way around. He just, I am serving a good God, and I know you are too. And we have very, very, very much to be thankful for, to have each other and have a great pastor like we have. We have very much to be thankful for. God bless you.